where all four trauma rooms and all six operating rooms were fully engaged treating Marathon bombing victims. There last night, we met Dr. Bill Mackey, who's the chief of surgery at Tufts Medical Center.
You know, the mood of Marathon Monday is always more celebratory and excitement. And, you know, we always get some dehydrated patients or some patients with chest pain or shortness of breath or muscle cramps from the marathon. We always get that. We expect that. We staff up for it. But we don't expect this kind of thing. This is very disheartening. It was hectic. I would say it was very hectic, but not chaotic. We, you know, the team, the trauma teams performed very well. The ED staff did beautifully. And, you know, this is the kind of thing we train and rehearse for, actually. It's kind of sad to say, but in this day and age, we have drills for mass casualty events, and they happen.
Tell us how it played out. What happened at that moment in the hospital?
At that moment, a trauma alert goes out to the trauma team to expect mass casualties, undefined number. And they usually can give us an estimate of time, and here it was 15 minutes or less, because we're very close to the finish line. And so everyone sort of drops what they're doing. We stopped all elective surgery in our operating room, so any room that was empty, no new case could go into that room. Any room that came down, if a patient left the room, that room was kept empty while we sorted out what was going on. The emergency room was prepared. We have four trauma bays for seriously injured patients. And the first few patients were put in those bays as soon as they arrived and assessed very quickly. If they weren't terribly seriously injured, they were moved to a different part of the emergency room so we could accept new seriously injured patients. We had six operating rooms ready within about 20 minutes of the notice. And within a little less than an hour, we had four patients from the scene in those operating rooms being operated on.
What kinds of injuries did you see?
They're blast injuries almost exclusively of the lower extremities, from the knee to the ankle. Open fractures with bad muscle injury, nerve injuries, some blood vessel injuries. None that were immediately life-threatening, but definitely limb-threatening injuries. We did not perform any amputations here today.
Do you think in that way you were lucky?
Relative speaking, I guess we were lucky. I think we were lucky we didn't have any deaths, and we were lucky that we didn't have any more seriously injured patients. But we have some pretty bad injuries. And we have some people that are going to have a tough recovery ahead of them. A lot of bad joint injuries and bone injuries that are just going to take a long time. A couple of nerve injuries where people may never fully recover.
When you say fully recover, you mean use of leg or feet or?
Right, you're right. They will need some assistive device or some, you know, bracing or something in the future, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Explain the mind of a surgeon when something like this happens. Do you think about the event? Do you have the luxury of thinking about what occurred to cause what you are seeing, or do you have to kind of block all of that out in order to concentrate on the injury that you're seeing in front of you and what you need to do to repair it as best you can?
I think we all do our best to focus on our jobs, which is to take care of the injured patient. I think later on, when it settles out a little bit, you can't help but think about what this means for the city of Boston and for the nation at large. I mean, this is another very significant attack. And, you know, it makes us all feel vulnerable, and it's just very sad for such a festive event to be turned into such a nightmare. But during the event itself, I think, you know, your focus is high, the adrenaline's flowing, and people are mostly just doing their jobs.
Dr. Bill Mackey is chief of surgery at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. We spoke with him there last night.